Today, Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is being heard live from Ramat Beis Shemesh, and we are up to Siman.
This meeting is being recorded.
We are up to Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalid Sif Chaf Aleph. Yesh Misha Oymesh V'Yelech V'Yitayel B'Shuk. Now, those that say you should not go ahead and stroll in the marketplace, take a stroll in the park. G'day Shalom Yavo Lidei Schok B'Kalus V'Hitol. So you don't come to joking around, levity, horsing around, which is obviously not appropriate for the day of Tisha B'Av. Chav Beis. Makom shenag lasot malacha b'Tisha B'Av. Place where the minhag is to do malacha on Tisha B'Av oisin. Makom shenag shaloi lasos ein oisin. Places where the minhag is not to do malacha, you do not do it. V'chol makom tamid chachamim b'teilim. Regardless, tamid chachamim should refrain from malacha. V'chol av roitzel lasot katzmo tamid chachamim yinze oiseh. Anyone who wants to go ahead and treat himself like a tamid chacham with respect to not working on Tisha B'Av is allowed to do it. Is not considered gaiva. And even in the places where the minhag is not to do malacha, you could have a non-Jew do the malacha. Even in your house, and when you're dealing with what business to make profit, in the places where the minhag is malacha, in the places where the minhag is not to do malacha, it is usur to go ahead and engage in business. And in places where the minhag is to do malacha, mutter, it's permitted, elisha b'mayed. So again, if your minhag, if you're at a place where the minhag is to do malacha, then you can engage even not only in malacha, actual malacha, but you can actually do business, but you should be mimayed. Why? Shafilu mishen nichnas av. Because even once av enters, mimatin melisa v'leitein, a person should go ahead and stop minimizing his business activities in terms of profit and things like that. However, in the places where the minhag is not to do malacha, as we saw, then it's mamish aser to be involved in business. The Rama says, lo nagu b'isa malacha kiyim ad chatzos. He says, and the minhag not to do malacha, for those that have a minhag not to do malacha, that's only until chatzos. And what is the minhag, the Rama says? V'nagu l'achmir ad chatzos, and the minhag is to be machmir until chatzos, b'chol malacha sheyesh bo shiyub tzas, any malacha that involves any type of significant time and activity, afilu ma'isa hedyot, even a malacha that does not take and require professional-like activity, aval dava she'im ba shiyui, however, malacha that's, is easily done, can go halakas neros, like lighting a fire, okshira, or making a regular knot, v'chadoyme muteres, that is permitted, meaning even until chatzos, the lach loiv ha'parois, and to milk cows, tov lasos ayde en Yehudi, one should have a non-Jew do it, imefshar, if it's possible, be'eno Yehudi. So it comes out that although there's Shulchan Aruch, whatever, there are basically minhag ha'makoyim with respect to doing malacha and not doing malacha, which then relates to doing business and not doing business. The minhag, the Rama says, is to not do malacha. Again, not to do malacha means not to do it until chatzos. That is the minhag, and therefore that would then play out in terms of business and business activity as well. Let's see, Mr. Brewer, Sif Katan, Chaf. In Sif Chavei, Sif Katan Men Gimel, Sif Katan Men Gimel, Ein Osin. So he said that if the minhag is not to do malacha, you do not do it. The idea is that your das is not distracted from the avelus. That's the idea of not doing malacha. Therefore, based on this, also at night, the Yisr Malacha is this. Because even at night, the Chiyuv is Avelus. And that's the reason why any Malacha that does not take any type of serious involvement to engage in, more than a moment or so, is not a problem, because the person is not going to get distracted from the Avelus. Sipat Mandalin, Oseh. So, he says that when it comes to Talmidei Chachamim, so Talmidei Chachamim, regardless, should not be working, even in Mekomos, should not be doing Malacha, and therefore also business, should not be doing Malacha that has Shiyui, even in Mekomos, where the Minhag is to do Malacha. But even in places where the Minhag is to do Malacha, Talmidei Chachamim should not be doing Malacha, and a person can make himself and treat himself as a Talmud Chacham regarding this Halacha. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan, Mandalid, Oseh, below Mefsei Kiyuhura. As we said, this does not have the appearance of Gaiva, Now, Rav Omer, because why is this? The person will say, because the person will say he's not doing malacha is because he doesn't, you know, have a situation where he needed to do malacha. It's not, you know, refraining from malacha is not an outward act of showing that one is making himself big, like I'm a Talmid Chacham, because it's an act that doesn't stand out in and of itself. Okay, that is the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, then he goes on. Sifkata Memhei. So he says that even in the places where the minhag is not to do malacha, it's okay to have what? It's okay, the shulchan aruch says, to have a non-Jew do it. So Mishavur says, he says, minhag, even where the minhag is not to do malacha, he says, like to go medina seinu. Mishavur is basically saying, like in Europe, like Ashkenaz, they don't do malacha. So, a non-Jew can do it. However, to go ahead and do what? To go ahead and do an act like building, which is, you know, makes a big ruckus, and it's like, you know, it's very out there and out loud and outlandish, that's us in Athi Al-Yadayakum. In other words, to go ahead and to have your Gayesha workers working and construction and things like that, should not be done. And then he says, Sif Katan Mem Zayin, he says when it comes to milking cows, it's better to do it with a non-Jew than Ef Shar Ben Nachri. Mishnah Berurah says Sif Katan Mem Zayin, and if it's impossible to do it via a non-Jew, Mutar La'asos Biatzmo, a person would be allowed to go ahead and milk the cow himself, Kimo Bechol HaMoed, like on Chol HaMoed, Zimog Avram. And you check out the Bir Agra, who is makel to milk cows via Jews bichlal. Okay? Now, basically, the idea here is that the nature of malacha that's usher on Tisha B'Av is only the malacha that was usher to do on, okay, Chol HaMoed. Okay? Except that Tisha B'Av, the added chumrah, as we're seeing here, is that even something that's a davara aved, if it can be done via a non-Jew, he should not do it himself, okay? And that's what we're seeing here, so that he would not be, like, lo yasiach daito me'avelus. As we see the idea here, you're not supposed to, your das is not supposed to be taken away from the avelus. So, you know, there's a het there, as we're going to see now, coming up right now, sif chav gemel, of davar ha'aved. What he's saying is that davar ha'aved, okay, that, unlike by chalamoy, if you could have a non-Jew do it, it's mamish preferred. Why? Because this way you'll be able to stay focused on the aved. So let's see the heter of davar aved. Sif chaf gimel umelaches davar aved mutter. If it's melacha where you're going to take a financial hit and loss by not doing it, it's permitted to do. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif chaf memches davar aved mutter. So he says in your read. What happens if there's a yerid? It's like a marketplace, a flea market, a special, you know, market comes to town where there's going to be sales, and the shayaros, caravans come selling things. So you basically, it's like basically a scenario where there's like great sales. So then you can go ahead and have a non-Jew buy these things for you, because obviously we're talking here about mamish. Significant loss. Avalo, but you should not go ahead yourself and go to these markets. The masiach daito me'avelus, because you will be distracting yourself from the avelus. Afilu kodem chatzos. You could have a non-Jew go ahead and acquire these things for you, though, even before chatzos, when we're talking about a yerid, where basically, again, the idea here is that these are specific days where you have these items being sold at these like significantly lower prices. Okay, that's what you have by a yerid or when the shayaros come. So he says v'chol shekein limkor, and for sure you could have a non-Jew sell these things for you. The havi davar aved, because that, you know, if it's a time when you have to sell, because this is the time when people are going to be buying, so then for sure once again, and there's going to be significant loss. So then, it's a davar aved, gavi davar aved, kama shekasu biyardeya, simin shempei, l'inyan avel, with respect to avel. So again, when there is financial loss involved, there is a heter to do work. Now, again, what this all means, halacha l'maisa, okay, when we're talking about financial loss, it means that it has to actually be defined as a loss, not a scenario where you're not going to gain. In other words, there's no heter to go ahead and lose out on a, because you might lose out on a significant profit and a significant harvacha, there's no heter to do work. So that becomes a very tricky, tricky halacha l'maisa shayla for poskim. What is considered a davar aved and what is considered a, you know, a profit, right? A guy owns a store. So, you know, if he stays closed, that might destroy his store, right? Because how could you not be open when people have to come, you know, for that, you know, daily, whatever it is. So depending on the scenario and the nature of the business that you're in, it might be the difference between not making a profit and taking a loss. So the heter is only taking a loss. But even that, you're supposed to go ahead and get a non-Jew to, even when it is a davar aved, it's preferable and always to go ahead and have a non-Jew do it if he can. We move weiter. Chav Dalet. Kol ha'osa melacha b'tisha b'av, eino roe simen bracha me'osa melacha. Whoever does melacha on tisha b'av will not see any bracha from that melacha. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan mem tes. Kol ha'osa melacha. Hainu, afilu makam shenagu lasais. Afilu lacha chatzos. This is even where the minhag is to do melacha. And even at the chatzos. Wow. Now, he's saying something very important. He says, it sounds like you'd be crazy to go ahead and do malacha, even in a place where the minhag is to do malacha. Why? Because if you're a Baal Bitachain, it says that you're not going to see any simen bracha from that. So why would you work? So he points out, no, because the minhag is that you can work. So the issur here is not really just doing some type of malacha or doing some work that you have to do. But rather, it's talking about where he's kaveya atzma l'malacha u'masiach daito me'avelos. Okay, he says specifically where he mamish gets into the work and totally distracts himself from the avelos. Dalkein afshe muter lisav l'teina achatzos lo yimshach ba'asakav kadesh l'masiach daito me'avelos. Now he comes and he says, now let's go to a scenario where, let's say the minhag is not to do malacha, but we say that you're allowed to go, even when the minhag is not to do malacha, you can do malacha after chatzos. So he points out, and this is brought down halacha l'maisa here in the Mishnah Berurah, and all the poskim say this, that even after chatzos, you should not go ahead, even though there's a heter, to go ahead and work after chatzos, one should not go ahead and super involve himself in his asakav, in order not to be mesiach daish on the avelis, whereas the tisha b'av is the whole day, right, including the afternoon. Doesn't mean it's a free-for-all. People think that, oh, once mincha hits, now you're sitting up, and you're, yeah, that's it. Let's go, you know, let's go watch a ball game, you know. That's not Mesiach Daito Min Avelis. You know, if you're having a rough time, so then, you know, go on, listen to some Shiurim, listen to, you know, Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation stuff, and that's what you should be doing. You should read stories of Gedolim in the Holocaust, whatever it is, but you should be things that are connected up to the Avelis of Tisha B'Av, the extended Avelis of Tisha B'Av. We now move weiter. Chav Hey, Kol Ha'ochel V'Shoise B'Tisha B'Av. Whoever eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av, Eino roeh b'simchas Yerushalayim. He will not partake eventually in the future in the simcha of the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. B'chol ha'mezavel al Yerushalayim. And whoever is properly mezavel on Yerushalayim, he will be zoche v'roeh b'simchasa. He will be the one that will be zoche to see Yerushalayim being rebuilt and be involved in its simcha. B'chol ha'ochel basar v'shus ha'yayin b'suda mafsekes. And whoever eats meat or drinks wine in the suda mafsekes chas v'shalom, alav ha'kasar oimer, Vehi tihi, wow. Avonasam al atzmaisam, their avonas will be on their bones. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan nun aleph, kola ochal v'shoiseh, afilu muberes omenika. Even a pregnant or nursing woman, o shari anoshim, shem chalushim, and other people and men that are weak, betivan, in their nature, umitztari mea tainis, and they are afflicted by this tainis. Im lo bishu chole be'emes, he's not mamish achola she'en bo sakana. He's like the kind of guy who doesn't come to Shia. Okay? Ukudilel b'sivvav v'ayen sham baga. Ukedai hu beis elokeinu l'tztayar achal barna l'akoponim yom echad v'shad. And that's kedai for a person to be mitztayar and to be afflicted on the korban a yom echad, one day a year. So he's coming out, he's saying, we forget this. It's a sort of a krum terminology. When you say to someone, have an easy fast. It's krum, that's not the vort. The vort is he's supposed to be mitztayer. Again, if you're mamish acholash aimbo sakana, and you have to go ahead and you have a heter and you you're allowed to eat, so you eat. But kol zman that you're just weak or etc., so you got to push it. You got to push it. And we saw even a muberes and a manika. She's not in the state of a cholesh emo sakana. So you have to go ahead and you have to fast. And that's the vart. You know, he says kol ochel b'shosa b'tishabav. What do you mean? Obviously, he's not going to be roes of a shalayim. So the vart is, we're not talking about someone who's stam, a terrible person, and he's being, you know, mamish eating and drinking on Tisha B'Av without caring. It means that you have to push it. You're not feeling so well? Okay, you do what you got to do. Okay, let's continue weiter. Siman Tavkuf Nunhei, we'll do the first sif. Dinei Tfilin V'Sitzis B'Tisha B'Av. The halachas of Tfilin and Sitzis on Tisha B'Av. Noagim Shol Aniach Tfilin V'Tisha B'Av. The minhag is not to put on Tfilin and Tisha B'Av Shachris. So we don't wear Tfilin on Tisha B'Av at Shachris. A little talis, and we don't put on a talis. And a loishim talis cotton. We wear our sitzis, our talis cotton, tachas b'badav. As we don't put on a talis, but we wear a sitzis, and we put it on below bracha, without a bracha. For mincha manichem sitzis u'tfilin, and at mincha we put on the sitzis, we put on the talis, and the tfilin, u'mevarchin aleim, and we make the bracha on the sitzis, make the bracha on the tfilin, all at mincha. Sif katan aleph noagin. This is based on the medrash. I'll be on medrash. Okay, bitza emraso, baza pur pira delay. Zeh hatalis hishlich mishamayim eretz tiferes Yisrael zu tefillin. So based on the medrash, okay, based on the medrash, we see the idea that okay, that the pasuk there was referring to going ahead, baza pirpira, going ahead and tearing one's lavush, and the lavush is the talis, okay, that the Akash Baruch is ripping from you, and that's why we don't go ahead and wear the talis, and the pasuk of hishlich mishamayim eretz tiferes Yisrael. That basically hishlich b'shamayim eretz tiferes Yisrael is being thrown off, which is the tefillin, which is the pe'er, tiferes, which is the pe'er, and that's zeichel lezeh. We don't go ahead and wear tefillin. Sif katan bais below bracha, put on the talis katan the sittis without a bracha. When we come back, we pshat over laila. However, if you took off your sittis at night, yesh om sharas zarech levarech alav avoker. Those that say that you do have to go ahead and say the bracha on the sittis when you mamish put it on in the morning. There are those that are choylik, okay? There are those that say you hold off on the bracha, on the talis katan, on the tzitzis, and you hold off to when you put on your talis later on. And Shulchan Shlomo says that you also don't go ahead and make your bracha on the tzitzis in the morning. You say your bracha on the tzitzis, it is assuming you don't put on your talis, you say your bracha on the tzitzis later. So obviously this is a machlekes of what to do when you take off your tzitzis at night. I guess the best thing for you to do to avoid this whole issue, take a guess, Johnson. Wear your tzitzis at night. Johnson's waking up with his tzitzis. You wear your tzitzis at night. So then when you wake up, you don't have this issue. And then when a mincha comes, right, you can take it off, put it back on, you can move it around. Or say if you have a talis gadol, say your bracha on a talis gadol. You know, but again, assuming you took it off, so I'm not passing for you what you should do. But you see here, it's a machlokes poiskim. We then move weiter. Sif katan gimel. Okay, so we rather put on the talis and the tefillin at mincha, because it says that at that point, that's when the fire hit the migdash. Okay, that basically, that's when Hashem basically took his anger out, instead of on us, he took his anger out on the Eitzim Vavonim, on the migdash. So at that point, that's when we already at mincha could put on the talis and the tefillin. Yesh omim kedei laharos nechama beavleinu bo bayom. Others say it's to already show nechama for our avelus on the day itself. B'chol zehu l'chulei alma rak l'inyan tefillin. This is according to everyone is only with respect to tefillin. Mishum dehu milsa de talia b'minhaga b'alma, which is talia in a minhag. Aval kol achamesha inuyim ein mevatlin kol hayom. However, the five inuyim, eating, drinking, sicha, anointing, nilas sandal, wearing shoes, and tasha shamita, those are usher all day, even after mincha. Okay, we'll see that sitting up from a chair, right, onto a chair, also we already do after, right, at mincha time, after chatzais. Sif katan dalid u tfilin, v'haragil laniach tfilin, shal rabbeinu tam, yaniach gamata. Those of you who wear Beit HaTam tefillin, this is the time to go ahead and do it as well at Mincha. Siv katan hey, umevarchan aleim, and you make the bracha on them. V'nireh dizar shalom likra ata parshios kriya shema. Okay, v'chein parshas kadesh. Okay, you have to be careful not to go ahead and read the parshios of kriya shema and kadesh, which is Torah, Dalo ke'es hu rak kekire b'taira v'salvatira aser kol ha'yom. Because at this point, saying it is pure kriya satira and Talmud Torah is aser all day long. Ad kan. Have a great day, everybody.
The recording has stopped.